Thank you for listening to this Podcast One production. Available on Apple Podcasts and Podcast One.
Welcome to the Feel Good Podcast with Kimberly Snyder. Our goal is to help you develop a lifestyle that promotes health, wholeness, healing, and self-acceptance. Feeling good is about accepting who we are and living from a place of inner peace and our perfectly imperfect lives. This is our once-a-month Feel Good Circle community show, where I feature two members of our Feel Good Circle community on the show. This is a special edition that allows me to speak one-on-one with our community members and get real on all areas of life, with a focus on health, wellness, meditation and spirituality, and personal empowerment. I'm your host, Kimberly Snyder, founder of the Saluna lifestyle brand, New York Times bestselling author, and nutritionist. Now let's get started. Hey, beauties, welcome back to our Feel Good Circle Q&A. I love this episode because it gives me a chance to connect with members of our Feel Good Circle community one-on-one. And we all share so many of the same questions and issues, and we're here to support each other. So it's a really awesome episode where we have one of our community members that I get to connect with and share with you. And today we have Kara Benny, who lives in Portland, Oregon. And Kara, we are thrilled to have you on the podcast today. Thank you so much for coming on.
Of course. I'm so excited to be here.
So tell us a little bit about yourself, Kara, what's going on with you in your life, what you're feeling. Yeah, what's happening?
Yeah, so I'm 31 years old. I live in Portland. I'm getting married in March, so that's something
exciting.
Yeah, big coming up. I also recently just started trying to get pregnant, so that's really new. I also work as a high school counselor. So my job is really rewarding, but also can be really stressful.
So planning a wedding can be stressful. And, just the beginning stages of pregnancy, sometimes that can bring in stress, anticipation as well. Now, tell me why your job is stressful. Do you feel like you're taking on a lot of energy from the students, or is it have to do with the school and the rules? Or like, what is the deal with that?
So I think it's a combination. I mean, sometimes there's stress from students and just dealing with hard situations, like students who are anxious or suicidal or things like that. And then also I think pressure from the community, parents, you know, administration, outside people.
Yeah, that's a lot. That's a lot of energy you have coming at you each and every day. So how is your diet, your lifestyle? How are you sleeping? How are you eating? How long have you got? Have you been? First of all, tell me about your diet.
So I've started being more towards the beauty detox lifestyle in the past few months.
Okay.
I do the GGS most mornings. I take the SBO probiotics.
Oh, wonderful.
I would say that the biggest downfall of my diet is a sweet tooth. So I'm probably eating a lot more refined sugar than I should or that is necessary, kind of as a stress coping mechanism.
Yes. Well, we know that anytime we are looking to a particular food on a regular basis, i.e. a food craving or a food addiction, we're relying on it to shift our mood. We're relying on it to give us some sort of relief, which is something we'll talk about today, finding ways for you to really feel good, dissipate the stress, be able to ground yourself and handle all the stuff that's in your life without over-relying on sugar.
Yeah.
And what time of day are you finding yourself reaching for your sugary treats?
A couple times a day. So in the afternoon, like that 3 o'clock kind of slump time before I've left work for the day. And then also after dinner, like sitting on the couch watching TV.
Okay. So it's happening afternoon and evening. which makes sense because the afternoon, as you mentioned, is a time where a lot of us start to feel that lull in energy and we want to pick back up. And at the end of the day, the sweet almost feels like a hug or comfort or a little treat after a long day with all the stuff that's come on you. Okay, so a couple of things. In the morning, besides the SBO probiotics, which I'm so happy you're taking because that's a huge, huge way to just balance your overall body, your moods. We know neurotransmitters are produced in the gut and really affect how we feel, your immunity. Now that you're working on trying to conceive, it's very, very important that your whole body gets in balance. And the Glowing Green Smoothie is an amazing way to alkalize your diet and your blood. And there's certainly many, many women in our community who have written to us saying how they've been able to conceive with the Glowing Green Smoothie, as well as some other lifestyle practices. Now, in your case, though, particularly because there's so much energy and people coming at you all day, there's a lot of stress. Are you meditating in the morning? Are you doing any sort of like breathing or stillness practice before you go into your day?
Yeah, so meditation is something that I've always aspired to, but never had a really regular practice. So that's something that I've been working on, even doing like a 5-minute practice from an app, either in the morning or before bed, if I want to kind of try to calm my mind. I haven't yet gotten to the point where it's a daily practice, though.
Yeah, so when we think about stress, I want you to, you know, imagine the wind is blowing through the trees. And then when it starts to get really stressful, it's almost like a hurricane, right? Where the leaves are kind of going back and forth and everything's moving and there's just a lot of, it can feel like a lot of turbulence. So in our lives, on a daily basis, there's things that are coming at us. As you mentioned, there's administrators, parents, students, stressful situations, planning that you're working on. There's just a lot of wind, so to speak, a lot of movement in our lives. We need roots. We need to have the part of our lives that feel really grounded. Otherwise, we start to feel ungrounded. And when we start to feel ungrounded in our mind, anxiety builds up. And as I talk about very much in the next book, which I'm really excited about, the next book's called Recipes for Your Perfectly Imperfect Life. And I found some really amazing research around anxiety and bloating and inflammation and how anxiety and anger and worry and all these things that start in our mind actually very much connects with what's happening in our bodies, including in your case, Kara, all this built up stress. Not in your case, but you know, with those that are ready to conceive and think about going down that path, this is very, very relevant because this can have an impact on our fertility. As well as our, everything, our biomarkers, our inflammation, our adrenals, our hormones, everything. So it's something that isn't physical, just like the GGS is physical and the probiotics are physical, but the daily part of grounding and putting, making sure our roots feel really solid. So as we go about the day, we don't feel like we're just being tossed in the wind or, in the waves, whatever nature analogy we want to use, we need very much to have that root. If we have that root, then it means that we can still be blown around a little bit and feel really flexible, but at the same time, we feel grounded and we feel held and we feel supported. So part of that is, yes, the Glowing Green Smoothie with the fiber. I think there's a grounding element to putting that fiber in your body. I also think there's a grounding element to, on a physical level, having the hot water with lemon, because there's something about hot liquid going into your body that helps you go down, drops below the surface, and puts you in the here and now. But I would say that, you know, whether it's an app like you spoke about or, some kind of, we have free meditations on our website or just a practice that you learn and you do, just getting really regular about that and not like, oh, I do it 2 or 3 times a week, but I'm so busy in the morning. That is a primary practice that I want you to really focus on, because you need to ground your energy before everybody else is coming at you. It's not something you can see. It's not something we can hold, but it has a whole effect. I find when we meditate in the morning, it will affect how you breathe, how you feel in your body for the whole rest of your day. So even though you've heard it before and like, okay, I'm trying to do it. I just want to say, first off, it's really important.
Yeah.
For you, Kara, like, even if it's 5 minutes, just say, this is my priority. In the morning, you are not pulled in a million different directions yet. You have more control. Don't go right into Instagram. Don't go into your emails. Don't, you know, get involved in a whole thing with your fiance or your parents or whatever. Just have this time to yourself. And I find now, I started doing this myself. I used to meditate, and I still do, with my legs crossed, but I have time in the morning for grounding where my feet are flat on the ground. And I imagine roots from my feet or my lower spine or both, a lot of days, going all the way down into the core of the earth, and like a root wrapping around a big crystal in the core of the earth. And I feel really held and really supported. And I feel like, okay, here I am. I'm in my body. I'm in this reality and I'm okay and I'm stabilized. Mm-hmm. And it makes such a huge difference. It takes a couple seconds to do. But, you know, in the world we live in, with all the electronics and all the noise and all the movement, all the transportation, all the energies, we need to have that stability right first thing in the morning. So I would say, even though you're doing well, I applaud you for having your GGS and having your glow and green smoothie. I don't think this is something that you can just do here and there. I think it has to be part of your wellness practice.
Yeah, it makes a lot of sense.
So tell me about what happens when you get home from work after this whole big day of being with clients. And, you know, where are you? Are you with just your fiance? Are you by yourself? Are you with your parents? Are you with friends? What are you eating? Who's cooking? Like, what's going on now?
Mm-hmm. So a lot of the time, like 90% of the time, I come home and I'm by myself because I get off work by 4 and my fiance rarely would get home from work before 7:30. So I have a big chunk of time just to myself where, you know, I'm doing things around the house, watching TV, you know, sometimes working out, and then I'm cooking dinner on a rare occasion, maybe ordering out, but mostly I'm cooking.
Oh, wonderful. So you have that time. Do you, when you mentioned working out, is there any, what does your workout entail? Are you getting outside? I mean, in Oregon, it must be pretty cold right now. Are you doing yoga? What's your sort of movement practice?
So I am more of a morning exerciser. It usually feels better to me in the morning.
Yes.
I like to lift weights. I walk on the treadmill. I do outside walks on the weekends, but not usually during the work week. And then if I'm working out after work, it's usually something gentle like yoga or Pilates, something low impact.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I think it would be really nice for you because you have the time and the space to have, and do you take your work home with you? Do you have to like read papers or do calls or anything like that? Or when you're done, you are done.
When I'm done, I'm done. I try really hard not to open my email on my phone after I've left there, unless there's something pressing coming in.
Okay. So this is sort of a shamanic practice about this analogy of your chalice, like this cup, this bowl's being filled up all day. Well, I'm using it in terms of, you know, our conversation right now. But let's say your bowl's been filled up all day with you've been, you know, using your energy. You've been giving it to people all day long. You've been thinking, solving problems, just connecting with a lot of people. You've been giving and giving a lot. So I like the idea that we create a practice for you because you are so fortunate to have a clean break at the end of the day, something that signals to your nervous system, to your subconscious, and to your body that I am done with work and I can really relax my nervous system. I can release a lot of this stress and I'm going to shift into relaxation time.
Mm-hmm.
And it's something that I want to be pretty simple because I want you to stick to it. So I want to think through what would be
doable and meaningful for you, let's say as soon as you get in the door, right? So for me, I'll talk through what I do. So my day is not as clean as yours. I kind of do work at night. I have been taking on more client work lately than usual too. So sometimes I'm texting clients till 10 at night. But let's say around 10 o'clock for me, I actually do a quick shower. And I imagine that energy is washing away. So I do this visualization of energy coming off. Sometimes it's 9, but sometimes it's 10, again, depending on the client work. And I actually like imagine that all the cords are being cut from all the people, because I think energy really does impact us. So just imagining I'm just letting everything go. And then I have either Tulsi tea or like a ginger tea or a golden milk if I want something a little bit more grounding and stabilizing in my body, with an almond milk or hemp milk base. So I do the shower, I do the energy, and then I do this warm drink that puts me back in. And then after that, I do, you know, I usually meditate. So I get into my breath, I get back into my body, and then after that, I read a book. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of like a long, like this is more like the end of the evening for me. But what can we create for you that's even like 5 minutes or less as soon as you walk in the door and your work day is done? What sorts of things, even as I'm talking about mine, what kind of feels nice to you?
Mm-hmm. I definitely like to have warm drinks. That's usually more after dinner though.
Okay.
So right when I walk in the door, and after I usually like change out of my work clothes, I think that I could fit in, you know, a short breath work practice or stretching or something like that.
Yeah. It might be nice for you, even if you just do a twist, like a very simple yogic twist, where you sit down, and we have them in the yoga DVD, or if you look on YouTube, I've done some like twist videos, just to sort of like twist your liver and your kidneys, and just where we hold a lot of energy, and imagine you're just sort of releasing your day. So even if you do, let's say, a twist to each side and then a forward fold, even with your seated or standing, just to let the, you know, your limbic brain, like the frontal part of your brain, the overthinking, the beta brainwaves start to relax. I think that physicality will signal, okay, like now I'm back in my relaxation time, and you can breathe during that. And that could literally be a minute. But the thing about instilling these rituals and these practices, when we go into it very, very mindfully, and we're saying this is the break between my work day and the rest of my day, even if it's a minute, it doesn't matter. It's literally like a switch that your system will register over time. Ah, now I can fully relax. Does that make sense?
Yeah, totally.
So it's sort of like when I was doing this HypnoBabies course when I was pregnant, and it was teaching like, okay, if I put my finger up and I put my finger down, the second my finger comes down, I relax. And it seemed like ridiculous at the time, like, oh, my finger goes down. But you can train yourself to actually, your system will actually, these neural pathways in the brain start to be created around habits, around things that we really create with intention. And that will help you, Kara, over time. Because what I don't want is you have all this stress and then you carry it with you, even to a certain, you know, back to the chalice. We want to empty the chalice at the end of the day. And when your chalice, when the energy goes out, it means you become this empty vessel for receptivity, for creativity, for just relaxation, for your organs resting. This is a really important time just to feel nested and grounded, because you're about to create a baby, right? Mm-hmm. So any sort of a remnant that you're holding onto that doesn't need to be there, it's sort of like grinding the brakes. Just even 5 or 10% really adds up over time. Mm-hmm. So imagine like this little practice, just twisting both ways, starting on your, starting with your left leg over your right, because we always want to twist in the direction of our GI tract. Mm-hmm. So whether you're, I like to do it sitting, or you can do it lying down, whatever works for you. Left leg twist, right leg twist, forward fold, breathing. And then maybe just sit for, you know, a minute or 30 seconds and just say a little, you know, prayer for gratitude, intention, or I'm so happy I'm here. Thank you. I'm releasing everything from the day. whatever your little prayer is, boom. Now you've cut all that energy from the day. Now you go into your cooking, relaxation, downtime, reading, whatever it is, but you have consciously cleared the chalice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now, as it comes to now you're starting to work on conceiving, I would say on a practical level, I love that you're taking your SBO probiotics and you're drinking your Glowing Green smoothie. That is absolutely key for alkalizing your body. I would, if you're not already, but perhaps you already are, getting on a really good whole food-based prenatal. Mm-hmm. And I also recommend a DHA. When I was shopping around for a prenatal, I did not find one that I liked that had DHA in it. So I took the algae-based DHA EPA separate to it. But either way, just making sure you're getting that because baby's brain needs that for development. And you need it as well. Mm-hmm. We need it. So just making sure you're consistently taking that.
Yes. I have it, but I haven't taken it every day so far, so I'll make sure to add that to the prenatal.
For a lot of beauty brands, luxury means something to splurge on, an indulgence. But when I experienced the performance and innovation of Hourglass Cosmetics, it was easy to see that for them, luxury means so much more. Hourglass is vegan and cruelty-free and comes in gorgeous packaging. Their formulas are long-lasting, and once you put them on, you don't have to worry about touch-ups all day. Their Caution Mascara is 100% vegan, and when I first tried it, I was amazed at how great it worked. We all want great lashes, and this mascara really volumized my lashes, and it made my eyes stand out so much and look amazing without having to glue on falsies. The tapered brush delivers endless length, it increases volume and lift, and it helped me get to those hard-to-reach areas like the inner corner and the outer lower lash line. Discover Hourglass like I did and experience unparalleled next-generation performance by visiting hourglasscosmetics.com/beautyinsideout and use promo code beautyinsideout to get free shipping with your purchase of a full-sized Caution mascara. That's hourglasscosmetics.com/beautyinsideout, promo code beautyinsideout. I would say that a lot of women come to me and they sort of feel so much pressure and so much stress. And this is the time where I just really think that as you take care of yourself and do these practices, and you know you're checking things out the box, you're taking your prenatals, you're drinking your GGS, you're doing everything in your power, but just really focusing on your energy and taking care of mama and not getting so caught up in timelines, but just knowing that this is coming to you and you're going to be in the best possible place for when it comes, and just letting go of maybe even talking about it so much.
Mm-hmm.
So it can feel like a lot of pressure if you start telling all your friends, all your colleagues, all your family members, hey, we're trying to conceive. Every time they see you, they're going to say, oh, are you pregnant yet? Are you pregnant yet? And that can feel like it goes from annoying to like, don't ask me, to kind of like pressure. Mm-hmm. So it's sort of like this little nest egg that you're building between you and your fiance, and you're doing everything you're doing. And I just think it's a nice, really private, really sacred time for us women to like do the work we're doing. And we don't need all the outside pressure of necessarily sharing it with everybody. I mean, unless it feels good to you, but, I don't know. I just know a lot of people that put it out there, and then they start to get stressed because everybody's asking them about it. So it's a personal decision, of course. And here in the community, we're here to support you and love you. But that's just one thing I would say is we don't need all the outside pressure. We want nature to do its thing. We want your body to relax. The brain and the ovaries are definitely connected. We want everything to just feel like it's flowing and there isn't this super intense time pressure, which is very, very stressful.
Yeah, I can totally see how the outside pressure would happen. And even the internal pressure I put on myself of like, why didn't it happen this month? And kind of trying to let go of that.
Right. I think that, you know, you track your cycle, right? I don't know if you're doing like the cervical mucus method or you have your basal thermometer, whatever you're doing. So you have your charts and you're doing your thing and you're staying really on point with your nutrition. The other thing that's really important with pregnancy, with balance is, well, everything's important. But one thing I meant to ask you earlier, and I think we talked about it briefly, maybe not yet though, is your sleep. Because sleep is very critical to your hormones regulating and of course just helping to dissipate stress. So tell me a little bit about your sleep schedule.
I'm a pretty good sleeper. I can fall asleep easily at night. I usually go to bed at like 9:30.
Oh, great. That's fantastic.
Yeah. Yeah. So my normal schedule, like on a work day would be like 9:30 to 5:30. But I can rarely sleep the whole 8 hours without waking up a couple times in the night.
Is that because you're urinating or is it because you wake up thinking about something?
Usually I have to pee, but sometimes I just wake up. I don't know. I'm a light sleeper. So if I hear something outside or my fiance makes a noise, sometimes those things will wake me up.
Are you sleeping with any type of white noise or air filter or anything?
No.
I think that might be something good for you to look into. Because especially as you go into, I mean, it doesn't seem like a big deal, but anytime you're waking up, there's a certain amount of time to get back into that stage 4 deep sleep. So I found for me, I had the same thing, like in our house, I could hear when someone else was in the kitchen or, you know, things are rustling around. So I got a high quality air filter that increases, and we did this, you know, in the Sleep Well program, our sleep course, we go into the whole science behind cleaning the air in your bedroom and how great that is for your sleep, but also the double benefit was the white noise. So that's something you may want to think about adding because, you know, it's just going to get a little bit trickier with your sleep once you get pregnant. And anything you can do to just kind of really enhance the quality of your sleep starting now, I think is really positive and will also help with your stress. The other thing is, let's see. So you're peeing, and you're going to bed at 9:30. So maybe just as much as possible trying to, and I know it's hard because you're having dinner and then you're having your tea afterwards, but just trying, and this is something I do for myself, just trying to have the liquids a little bit earlier so you can cut back on those nighttime pees as much as possible. I think would be really nice.
Yeah.
And then making that a ritual. So with your nighttime, what kind of elixir are you having in the evening?
I have various teas, sometimes dandelion tea. I have like a red hibiscus tea, a bunch of different herbal ones that I kind of rotate between.
Okay. So some of the herbs now, you know, Tulsi is really great for stress, and anything we can do for combating stress is, of course, really wonderful for fertility. I would also say Dr. J, my Ayurvedic teacher, always talks about shatavari as a really great fertility herb. And there are teas based in shatavari, or you can get it on his website, which is letsallbehealthy.com. And you can just put a little bit of that shatavari even in your tea at night, or it's activated with hot water. That's the form that I would often drink it in. Also maca in your power protein smoothie, if you're having that. These are all just really great nourishing, balancing sort of fertility herbs that are pretty mild and you can incorporate them in just as you're going through this process. Mm-hmm. I also think, you know, it's great. The last few months you've been on Beauty Detox. Have you seen the documentary, What the Health?
Yes, I have.
Okay. The part where I'm interviewed in that, I'm actually 7 months pregnant with Bubby.
Oh.
And they cut off the belly. But it's just really important to think about now and as you're pregnant that the toxicity levels of eating animal protein is so much higher than any plant food pretty much that you could eat. Mm-hmm. So really scaling back on, of course, big fish, which is so high in heavy metals, but really animal products all along, just all around, just keeping your body super clean. Besides the Glowing Green smoothie, having meals around, you know, mushrooms and Brussels sprouts and quinoa and lentils and so on and so forth. I think it's great that you're cooking, and I'm not sure what, you know, you and your fiance are eating a lot for dinner, but really just being conscious now in the world we live in, just the reality, even if these cows and these chickens are free range hormone free, they're still out in the field and there's still that bioaccumulation of environmental toxins, which is very real. So I just think great practice all around for everybody trying to conceive and through pregnancy is to really be as organic and plant-based as possible. And that's really important.
Yeah, that's the way that I cook. I don't buy any meat or cook it myself. Good. The only times I eat meat, I'm not 100% vegan. I eat it sometimes when I'm at other people's houses or eating out, but I never buy it.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So let's see. So we talked about a morning meditation practice that I really would love for you to commit to. We talked about our little twist, physical, little breathing practice to kind of empty your chalice, just, you know, just the intention is we're releasing stress at the end of the day. We talked about elixir, certain herbs you can have, air filter for your room now, bettering your sleep. I also think we talked a little bit about your supplements. Oh, there's something else I wanted to say, but what other questions do you have for me? That's like babbling on.
I mean, about conceiving, that kind of covered most of them. I guess, like, just nutritionally in general, I always have really good intentions of when I'm out and about still eating plant-based and beauty detox, but sometimes just I end up going with convenience of what people around me are eating. And I guess just generally, like, how to make the healthy choice an easy choice, too.
Yeah, I mean, I think that the fact that you're eating at home a lot of the time is great. You know, our goal is 80%. It's not 100%. So if you're out with your friends sometimes or your parents or whatever, I wouldn't beat yourself up. But I do think on those occasions, and I always do this, is I keep the digestive enzymes in my purse because that is what I call the bulletproof vest for all my clients. If you're going to eat convenient food, those enzymes are going to help break down whatever you're eating much faster and much better. So it doesn't tend to stagnate and ferment and putrefy in your system and turn into toxicity. So I would keep them in your purse. I don't know if you tried them yet. We have amazing Saluna ones, feel good yes. digestive enzymes. Mm-hmm. Have those always. And then even if you're out and about, let's say you're at, I don't know, the mark. I mean, give me an example of where you'd be eating out. Would it be like at the mall, or is it a place with a salad bar, or is it like a fast food restaurant? Like what, give me a specific.
I guess so when I'm with my family, a lot of times, it could be a fast place. Like they want to go to, a sushi train place, or they want to go through like a drive-through burger place or something like that.
Okay. Well, in the case of the sushi place, I mean, and it's not like, you know, ideal per se, but you could always still have a seaweed salad. You could always stick to the avocado rolls. You could still get miso soup, right? Mm-hmm. So like greens and soup are sort of a really nice, like filling you up. Mm-hmm. And then you're not eating, you know, definitely at this stage, honey, you cannot have tuna. Mm-hmm. And to be honest, I've read certain reports that 80% of sushi fish is mislabeled. So we don't even know what it is anyway. So I really don't want you having the fish, but you can have the veggie rolls, like the carrot, cucumber, and then the avocado rolls. Mm-hmm. fast food drive-throughs are definitely tougher. And to be honest, I haven't been in one in a while, but I think like even McDonald's has veggie burgers now, don't they?
I don't know. We never really go to McDonald's, but the one place that they do like to go does have a black bean burger that I usually get on a gluten-free bun.
Oh my God. I mean, that's an amazing option, right? Mm-hmm. And then just take your digestive enzymes first and there you go. I mean, that's great that that's mm-hmm. an option.
Yeah.
And then as far as your, this is what I was going to tell you, and I kind of spaced for a minute, was your sweet craving. Mm-hmm. Do you like chocolate or like, what are you having for your sweet craving?
So when I'm at home, it's usually chocolate or like whipping up. Like I like the avocado pudding from the 30-day roadmap. So when I'm at home, it's usually healthier things, but sometimes when I'm out and about or at my parents' house, I'm eating like cookies that are filled with gluten and butter and stuff that I know doesn't sit that well.
Yeah. So just the way that you keep your digestive enzymes in your purse, you need to keep some dark chocolate in your purse. Mm-hmm. This is not the time. Sorry, that sounded harsh and I don't want to sound harsh. I love you, Kara. I was going to say, everything is a balance, right? And so if you're going to be with your family, I want you to relax and I want you to feel like, oh, you know, I'm enjoying this time with my parents. But I just think that, you know, cookies with butter and gluten, you're just not going to feel the best. And I think that's why you brought it up. I want you to feel really good right now because you're about to make a baby. Mm-hmm. And when you're pregnant, as it happened with me, you're going to relax a little bit. You're definitely going to be eating stuff that you're not, isn't perfect, and that's okay. But if you can just be with your parents, enjoy. I'm really into salted almond chocolate right now. Like I try different chocolates so they stay new and exciting and not just the same old boring one. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I get lavender chocolate. Sometimes I get this or that. So that when the cookies are in there, if you have your sweet fix, and I would say also when that sort of craving hits, if you do chocolate in a hot drink, I find if I drink tea or if I have that warm almond milk at that moment, it stabilizes me, which is really what I'm looking for when I have a sweet craving. Cookies are fatty, right? Mm-hmm. So it's not just the sugar. But when people tell me they want cookies, there's all that butter. So there's something very stabilizing about the fat in cookies. So I would say if you have a hot drink, whether it's, again, almond milk based, hemp milk based, or just water, but that hot drink will help put you back into your body and feel in the here and now. And then you're also having the chocolate. So just having a little bit of strategy around that. And sometimes you still may go for the cookie, but hopefully, that will help you more often than not have the cookie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I hope so.
So can you keep some like teas that you really like over your parents' house or some almond milk or things like that?
Yeah, they have those things anyway, so I don't really have a great excuse.
Yeah, I mean, I just think it's also like, you know, picking and choosing your battles. Like, you know, it's not all or nothing. And if you're doing these practices and sometimes you have a cookie, like it's okay, right? I would rather you focus on now, you know, just clearing out the fish and the high toxicity products as you're working on conceiving, adding the helpful supplements in, adding the de-stress practices. And then, yeah, do your best to get rid of the cookies. But if they come in, sometimes it's okay. Mm-hmm. Don't get stressed about that. Like that, we don't want to add more stress.
Yeah.
So I think overall, I mean, it sounds like you're doing amazing, Kara. You're at a really exciting time in your life. You know, I just think the balance, you're lucky that you have so much of the afternoon to really tend to yourself and have these beautiful practices and time to cook. So I think you're really in a wonderful position to take care of yourself. And I'm so happy to hear that. And so I would just say stick to these very simple practices. They don't take a lot of time, but I think they'll make a big difference in your life. And also add like sticking to that some type of evening meditation as well to sort of close out your day before you go to sleep. Empty the chalice again. Breathe, relax. And I love that you're in the feel good circle. And as you know, a big part of our feel good circle is journaling, which has been a huge part of healing my anxiety and stress. There's something about writing and getting it out that I think is amazing. So just even if it's 5 or 10 minutes every day or every other day or whatever it is, because you have that time in the afternoon, I would say really keeping to your journaling it would be wonderful as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now, when you do the feel good circle journal questions, are you doing them all in one go? I'm just curious, like one question a day.
I've been doing it weekly. So like following the weeks, like I'll listen to the audio and then do the journals weekly. But I think it would be more beneficial to break it up smaller.
Yes. Yes. And sometimes you can go back and it will prompt something. And you, if you just do one question a day, that's sort of what I do. Then I kind of go in and then I kind of go on a different tangent and I come back and I really explore it. It's really good to just sit with the questions. And sometimes we go back to them or sometimes things come up. Because that's really the inner work. That's where so much realization and so much healing comes with really inquiry. Byron Katie, who we had on this podcast, was one of the teachers that has taught me the power of inquiry and just asking questions of ourselves and not just rushing through, but sitting with it. It's amazing the answers that come up from us mm-hmm. and the healing that comes from us when we really sit with these questions.
Yeah, definitely.
Well, Kara, this has been amazing talking to you. I am so excited for you in this period. Anything you need, any more support around, you know, the pregnancy and the conception, we also have a lot of articles about eating for pregnancy. And then this is down the line, but breastfeeding, which is a personal passion of mine. I'm actually still nursing Bubby. Mm-hmm. So I really love the whole nursing, breastfeeding part of motherhood very much. But also, you know, through your pregnancy, through all the stages, just know that I'm here for you. I'm so excited for you. And I'm just so honored and grateful that you're in our community.
Yeah. Thank you so much. This has been so amazing.
Thank you, Kara. Lots of love. Keep in touch with us. And
I will.
Yeah. I can't wait to hear how things keep going for you along your journey.
Thank you so much.
And thank you so much, beauties, for tuning in. Remember, for your chance to also be with me on the podcast for this Feel Good Circle Q&A, to please join us in the Feel Good Circle, which, as Kara and I were talking about, is just a great way to work on healing emotional, spiritual, mental well-being, which has so much to do with our physical, and everything is one. You can check it out on mysaluna.com. It's only $5.55 a month to join. And there are journal PDFs with questions and audios and videos and all sorts of things. And our private Facebook community where we connect. So thank you again for tuning in. I love you so much. Remember, we also have daily inspiration on Instagram and @_KimberlySnyder. Otherwise, take great care of yourself. And we will see you back here on Monday for our next interview podcast. Till then, lots of love.